In the Mississippi Delta neighborhood known as Baptist Town, the people have needed a miracle here for a long time now. The good-paying manufacturing jobs that were once here vanished long before the current economic crisis, and with them, so did a lifeline.
Those people that worked at those jobs, they've been there forever. They've been there for 20-plus years. And now they've left without any insurance, no serving pay, no nothing, and they just hit rock bottom.
Enter Dr. Aaron Shirley, a pediatrician and public health advocate from nearby Jackson. He wants to create a network of what's called health houses across the impoverished Delta region. Residents from the local communities would be trained as health workers to help their neighbors with their medical concerns.
Because the community health worker is from that community, the community health worker would know that person or get to know that person, would feel comfortable going knocking on the door and say, I'm here because your doctor asked me to check to see that you're able to comply with what he's recommended.
Dr. Shirley didn't invent the concept. The Iranians did back in 1980 by creating a plan to provide basic health care in rural areas. More than 17,000 health houses now serve nearly 20 million people across rural Iran. The program has helped the infant mortality rate drop nearly 70% and made vaccinations readily available. Dr. Shirley, with the help of his colleague Mohammad Shahbazi, visited Shiraz University in Iran in 2009 to see whether the Iranians could help.
They have offered to train community health workers and trainers for free. They are willing to provide, even lodging for them to the extent that they can. So they are willing to support, and also they are willing to actually to come to the site and make sure that what we are doing is something that's, you know, that's similar, technically speaking, to the system they had. So they have been very, really open.
The idea of Iranians giving Americans public health advice seems like an unlikely situation. But the Iranians say they signed on because they feel an obligation to help a community that seems to have been forgotten by everyone else. But could health houses really make a difference in the Delta? In a state where infant mortality is at least 50% higher than the national average, and where obesity and heart disease are rampant, the challenge seems enormous. But Dr. Shirley says he's ready for the task.
It wouldn't be fun if there was a guarantee. The challenge is what makes it worth doing.
And it's not just the challenges that face the Mississippi Delta. It's also about overcoming the challenge of bridging political differences between nations.
I think we all need to really work together and leave the politics aside so that it will be people-to-people, work and interaction.
A shared dream of a better life for people in the heart of America's Deep South. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Greenwood, Mississippi.